I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. An abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Ah! Oh, I just woke up from the most horrible nightmare. The nightmare was this. The mad computer Illusionoid had destroyed everything I hold dear, along with all of human civilization. That was my nightmare. And guess what? That's my waking life, idiots! So do something about it and change history. Now, listen to this compelling tale of horrors to come. In your future, man will discover that peace, stability, and happiness was inside him all along, but in the most horrible way possible.
Come on in, have a seat.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Can I get you anything?
I'm good. I had a coffee before I came in. I'm still kind of nervous.
Okay, is this your first time with the doctor?
It is my first time.
Is it the first time with this doctor or any doctor?
This doctor. I've been to other doctors. I was recommended to this one by another doctor.
Oh, Ken, who was that?
Dr. Ben.
Ooh. Okay.
The two N's, B-E-N-N?
Oh, yes, I'm quite aware.
Okay. Oh, that doesn't sound good at all.
No, he makes terrible recommendations.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Don't ask him for any kind of recommendation. Like, if you're in a new city and you ask someone where to eat, he will tell you the worst place.
Oh, okay, I get it. He referred me here. He recommended I see this doctor, so...
Every recommendation he makes is the worst.
Okay. Well, I just hope someone can tell me what's wrong with me.
Well, the doctor will be in to see you very shortly.
Okay, great. Thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Ricardo.
Oh, thank you.
Montalban McCavalry.
Ricardo Montalban McCavalry. Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Should remember that name. So nervous.
Hello.
Yes, I am your doctor for today.
Dr. Ben recommended me to come see you.
Oh, he makes terrible recommendations. He sent you here.
Yeah, he did. Because he can't tell what's wrong with me. He's sending me to a specialist, and that's you.
Technically, I am a specialist, yes.
He said that Dr. Morbismo was the best in the business.
He said that?
But I guess if he makes terrible recommendations, perhaps you're not.
Well, he got my name right. Morbismo is the name. Morbismo is the name.
Great, yeah. Good. That's easy.
Perfect.
Yeah.
So, let's see. Ricardo Montalban McCavalry, put your chart on the door. I'm just reviewing that a little
Great.
Bit here. Okay,
Great.
So I'm going to go through the symptoms you are presenting.
Sounds good.
And through a discussion that we will have.
Yes.
I will make a diagnosis.
Just based on a discussion? Boy, maybe Dr. Ben was right.
Well, what would you rather? I did a physical examination. We barely know each other.
Well, you make a good point.
Yes, exactly. We begin with a discussion.
Okay.
And we see where it leads.
Okay.
Ricardo!
Yes, Dr. Morbismo?
Morbismo? Morbismo.
Yes, Dr. Morbismo?
Please bring in the dilator.
Oh, the dilator.
Please.
Oh, boy.
So this is, no, please, don't worry. This is non-invasive.
Oh, great.
But Ricardo has set this up.
So I need to have the dilator attached to me in some way for us to have a conversation.
That is correct, yes.
Oh, boy.
I'm just going to have to set this up, okay? Would you like to set it over here? Set it up over here?
Yes, please. It's perfect. Good distance. So we're going to need your left arm. You roll up your sleeve.
Okay. All right.
That's good, good. And now you can attach the electrodes.
But how, and we need this for a discussion?
Yes. This is to dilate you.
Me?
Yes,
to open me up for a conversation.
Correct.
Okay, I get it.
Yes, to dilate you, yes.
All done.
Okay, great.
Okay, yeah, so yes. I'll hook him up into the electrodes on the arm?
On the arm, yes.
Yes, Dr. Mabism.
And the probe. And it goes in this way.
Yep. The probe?
Don't worry. We will lubricate it. We're not barbarians.
Oh, okay, great.
Open wide, please.
That's right. Just relax your throat.
Oh.
Relax it.
Oh, went right in.
There it is. Down there. Okay. Mm. Yep. Do we have something on the scope?
Let me turn it on here.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. You have a large intestinal parasite.
That's...
Or its host.
Yes, I'm the host. That's my pet. I take care of it by keeping it inside of me.
Okay, that'll be my first question, so...
Oh, I answered it.
Oh, you have a host, you take care of... Where did you get this pet of yours?
My third trip to Venus.
Your third trip to Venus, so... business pleasure?
Both.
Business... And pleasure. Or should I put a slash, business slash pleasure?
Yes, let's see.
Is that one for you and another for your pets?
It was pleasure for me, but business for him.
Oh, I see. So okay. It's a business for your pet. Does this pet have a name?
Yeah, it's Gerald.
Gerald?
Gerald is, he's from Venus.
He's from Venus. He's a Venusian.
Yeah, and this, him being inside of me is part of a business deal he made.
Oh.
This is, he paid for, it's a Venusian realty thing. This is where he lives now. It's allowing him to still have a home, own a home, and then see the universe. Oh, it has nothing to do with my current condition.
So kind of like a timeshare?
Kind of like, yeah.
Kind of thing, okay.
Is it okay me being here?
You know, how do you feel?
I'm fine with it.
You're fine?
I'm very open to him being here. Wow, I guess the dilator's working.
It's really working, yes.
I just like to listen.
Good, good. So just, I will talk to you later because, you know, as a physician in training, Ricardo, one day you will have your own practice.
Yes.
And it's good for you to see patients and how I interact with them so that you can get some tips.
Yes, Dr. Morbism. I'm listening intently.
Okay, here we go. All right, so one more question for you. Fever?
No.
Okay. No fever.
You're sweating quite a bit, though.
Yes. I guess it's the hot lights. The dilator's making me very open and very hot.
It's opening your pores, that's for
sure.
True. In a big way.
The entire body's opening up.
Yeah. Okay. Now, do you mind stepping into the isolation cubicle?
Nope, not at all.
All right. Ricardo and I are going to have a brief discussion. I have some ideas about what may be your affliction and your host.
Sure, I tell you right now, I don't feel terrible.
No. So why are you here?
I don't know why the doctor recommended me. Maybe this was one of Dr. Ben's terrible recommendations.
Okay. Into the isolation chamber. Okay, close that up.
I think he's going to die.
So do I. He should not have a parasite in him that has a timeshare.
No, I'm not a doctor, but I can tell that that is wrong.
It is wrong. One day you may be a doctor as well.
Thank you, Dr. Mabisma.
You know, because there's two ways to become a doctor. You can go to school, or you can get on-the-job training.
I love the apprenticeship program.
It's good. You know, I picked you. I hand-picked you from many, many candidates.
Yes, I just happened to be delivering lunch that day.
So, what do you think he has? I'll ask you, and if it matches with what I say, then we'll say that's what he has.
Okay.
But I'll keep what I think a secret.
Good. Just like a good doctor should.
Exactly. So what do you think it is?
Well, he has a living organism living inside of him, and it appears to have its own thoughts and wishes and desires.
Check.
So my personal prognosis is that this gentleman, his name is... Did we get his name?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, this gentleman, whose name we'll definitely get later on.
Yes.
I think that he is unconsciously acting as a slave to this parasite within him.
Mm-hmm.
And his body is being converted into the ideal living space for this parasite.
Exactly. That matches 100% with what I thought.
Really?
Exactly. Look, I had it written down.
Am I a doctor now?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Welcome, doctor.
Thank you, Dr. Mabismum.
I will call this syndrome, let's see, the Paradise Syndrome. Because it is the opposite of that. And that will help us remember.
Yes.
Right? Because it's exactly opposite. Okay.
But perhaps the insides of him are paradise for the parasite.
Oh, maybe I should call it the Parasite Syndrome.
Oh, that's a great idea.
No. Paradise Syndrome.
Stick to your first instinct. Yes.
You know, go with your gut, right?
Yes.
That's obviously what he's done.
Yeah.
We shouldn't laugh, though.
Oh, gosh. So he's staring right at us.
Oh, yes. Wait. Did you put the ventilation hose on that thing?
No.
Well, we should get him out of there.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I used up all the oxygen so fast in there.
I'm sorry, you are hyperventilating.
Oh, it's okay, though. But honestly, I feel great. I don't know why the doctor even recommended me here. I feel great. My insides feel great. The parasite's very happy, likes where it is. Everything's great.
Well, this is the main symptom you have. Feeling too good.
Wait, somebody feels too good and now they're sick? What a quack.
People shouldn't feel this good.
No. There should be some nagging angst, some insecurity that you should be experiencing at all times.
No, everything's been fine. I don't even know why the doctor recommended me to you in the first place.
Just off the top of your head, could you tell us any hopes, dreams, or aspirations you might have?
Oh, goodness, I have so many hopes and dreams, but I'm pretty content with where I am right now, being the home for this little guy.
Exactly what I thought. Good job, Ricardo.
Thank you very much, Dr.
You got him to admit exactly what was wrong.
There's nothing wrong.
Yes, exactly. That is the problem. So, what we need to do is remove this parasite from you.
Oh, no. I don't think that's such a good idea. It really likes where it is, and I'm fine with it being there.
Well?
I mean, I haven't seen my wife and kids in Lord knows how long, and I haven't been to work in a long time, and I just kind of pop around the galaxy wherever I want, going from resort to resort, spending who knows amounts of money. It's just been a real drain on my life, but I'm so happy.
I think that this parasite may have attached itself to the pleasure center of this man's brain.
Exactly, making him think that this lifestyle that he's adopted, which is obviously destructive, is somehow beneficial to him.
I'm seeing a lot of the universe.
Before we begin the treatment, what is your name?
David.
All right, David. Please, do you trust me?
Of course. I'm very open to whatever you're about to do.
Well, we have the dilator on. Will you take my recommendation for a treatment without any reservation whatsoever?
Sounds good to me.
Perfect. We're going to perform an invasive procedure that removes the parasite from your cerebral cortex.
Oh, I don't think that's such a good idea.
Is that you talking, David? Or is that the parasite talking?
Well, for sure the parasite doesn't want to go anywhere.
Precisely.
But I do remember something being said about if the parasite were to be removed, I would die for sure.
Well, said by whom?
The person that put the parasite in me.
Oh. Who was that?
That was just a guy in a back alley on Venus.
Well, it sounds like, Ricardo, that we have to get to Venus to get to the bottom of this.
Is this a trip we can expense under business?
100%.
Oh, yeah.
You're learning very quickly, Ricardo. David.
Yes.
Do you have anything planned for in the next 72, 48 hours or so?
I'd sure love to see my wife and kids again, but no.
All right, well, I have a small shuttle. I got it used.
Does it have an apocalypse engine?
It certainly does.
Ooh, I've always wanted to try one of those.
Yes, and so we can board the shuttle and we can go to Venus.
Sounds great. I haven't been to Venus since I got the parasite put in me.
Oh, perfect. Well, climb aboard.
Okay. It's so close to your office.
It sure is. I haven't actually... There's an airlock outside the window, so we just go straight out there.
Okay. Really cool.
Everybody comfortable?
Yep.
Okay, blast off!
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow, Venus!
Incredible, isn't it?
I did not expect it to have so many spires.
It's true. It's like they just built up. When there's so much space, they went up.
Look at that. This reminds me of when I came to Venus in the first place. And look, there's the alley right there where I got the parasite. It's like being home again. But for the parasite, not for me. I haven't seen home in years.
That is a seedy alley, David.
It's true.
It looks like an alley from which light can't even escape.
Yes. It was pretty dark, if I recall.
So we're going to go back to that alley.
Okay.
We're going to find the, let's say, entity that put this parasite inside of you and find out exactly what it wants.
Sounds okay to me.
All right. Wait. Hustle and bustle of Venus, huh?
Oh, boy. People everywhere. Venusian androids just getting from A to B all the time.
Oh, man, I would give anything to see one of their uteruses right now. Oh. Just, you know, from a medical curiosity point of view.
I hear you. As a doctor, I know what you're talking about.
Here it is right here, guys. Down at the end.
Oh, there it is. Excuse me.
Yeah?
You, alley dweller.
Hold on. Are you talking to me?
Hey, there's only one alley dweller here.
Well, there's lots of alleys, pal. And there's a dweller in each one. So make a choice and decide for yourselves.
Dweller, hi, remember me? You put parasite in me?
Oh, hold on now. Listen, that's not refundable. I can't take that back.
I don't want you to take it back.
Oh, well, then come on back here.
Hey, Ricardo, you stay on the ship. Keep the engine running.
Okay, I'm just going to stare at uteri.
Okay, dweller.
Oh, you bring a friend? This guy want a parasite?
He's a doctor.
I'm a doctor. I have diagnosed my patient here, David, with the paradise syndrome. People would say parasite syndrome, but I'm saying paradise syndrome.
Oh, paradise syndrome. Well, that sounds great, because this is exactly what I can sell you. A little bit of paradise right in your belly.
That's what I thought. So, these parasites, do they have an ulterior motive?
What, these little guys?
Those little guys.
Hey, listen, pal. These things are Venusian underrats.
Oh, those are completely contraband.
Oh, yeah, they mostly dwell in the subterranean caverns of Venus.
And how did you come to have a, let's say, litter of them right here?
Let's just say I have a shovel, an oxygen tank.
Whoa.
And a fair amount of intuition.
And by the judgment of it, a serious amount of motivation.
That's exactly what I have. I'm an entrepreneur at heart, and what I sell are escape to my human clients and a better life for these little guys. I get paid from both ends.
Tell me one thing. Do you have one of these under rats inside of you?
Are you kidding me? No. Absolutely not.
So the dealer never partakes of their own goods?
I couldn't possibly. If I consumed one, as you're meant to do, you have to consume it orally.
Ooh. Yep, it goes right down. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Tasty.
If I consumed one, I would become a slave to its wants and hopes and aspirations.
Of course.
And then I wouldn't be able to do my job. I wouldn't know what I would do. It would all be up to one of these little guys. Now, perhaps I would consume the right one, and they would also be an entrepreneur who wants to get into this business, but that would feel a little bit like selling off your own kind.
Indeed, it would. So, my question to you is this. How can we get this out of my client?
Oh, I've never negotiated a refund before.
Let's say that you could take this parasite and offer it a better home. Say, in me.
Doctor, I assume you're a doctor.
I took the hypothetical oath.
Yeah, yes, and you're wearing that reflector thing on your head.
Exactly. It lets me see inside your throat, yes.
I only sell these to people who want to escape from the dreariness of their own lives.
Yes.
Who have given up on their own hopes and aspirations.
Yes.
And want to live out someone else's hopes and aspirations because they have effectively given up on life.
You've just described me to a T.
I never struck you as that.
No, you didn't.
But you never struck me as that either.
Well, it's because I wear a mask all day. Not this mask, this physical mask, but a mask to disguise myself. When I was a child, I wanted to help people, but I ended up becoming someone who is a quack. Someone who doesn't make any real changes in people's lives. For once, I want to make a change to help my client.
Well, this is highly irregular, but there is one way to do it.
Well, I'm all ears.
Ears aren't what we'll need.
Oh, my God.
The subterranean Venusian under rats travel along the body's largest organ.
I see.
The tongue.
The tongue.
So what we're going to have to do is connect this man's tongue to yours.
To my tongue?
And hope that the under rat will use it as a land bridge between worlds.
I'm already feeling kind of gross. It's like it's moving around inside me up towards my throat.
That's because it's listening to you through your brainwaves.
It really wants to go into the doctor.
So you're saying that we have to perform a contraband tongue-to-tongue land bridge?
Yeah, you won't have to just touch tongues. You're going to have to connect them for quite an extended period of time, depending on how fast this under rat wants to get out of this gentleman named David.
It's already in my chest!
So it sounds like you have consent.
Of course, but if I'm connected to his tongue with my tongue, who is going to do the connection?
Do you have an assistant?
Ricardo!
Dr. Von Bissner!
We need you!
I'm on my way!
Did you bring your suturing equipment?
Who are you asking? Your assistant?
Ricardo!
Yeah, I've got my suturing equipment right on me in my back pocket.
Perfect, perfect. I'm going to ask you to do something, Ricardo.
Sure.
Just tell me right now that you would agree.
Dr. Mabismo, I'll do anything you say. I'm your apprentice.
Perfect. I need you to attach my tongue to David's tongue.
What?
To create the contraband and disreputable practice of land bridge.
Oh, a tongue land bridge between two human hosts?
Yes, I can see you're upset. I can see you're upset, but believe me, it's the right thing to do.
I don't know how will I know if I'm following your instructions after the parasite enters your body?
I will try to articulate as much as possible, even though my tongue will be partially immobilized.
I'll do the best I can.
Prepare your patience, Ricardo.
It's in my mouth. Okay, I'm going to need you two to touch tongues.
Oh.
Okay, David. David, listen to my voice. Come closer. Okay, closely. Okay, easy now.
I'm standing by.
Easy. All right, my tongue. My tongue is coming on. Okay, Ricardo. Put in the first suture. Suture our tongues together, Ricardo. Now, another stitch.
I'm performing the operation, Doctor.
Nothing.
You are the doctor now.
I think I can take it from here.
You are an angel with a needle and thread, my friend.
Oh, thanks. You know, I just became a doctor today, actually. And we're complete. Oh, I can see it. Oh, it's grown so much. Oh, disgusting.
Oh, it's out of me. Thank you so much.
How do you speak so well with your tongue attached to another man's?
The sutures dissolved as the under rat crossed over.
Oh. Smart, Ricardo.
Yeah.
Using self-dissolving sutures.
I didn't realize I had.
It's inside of you now, Doctor. Thank you.
I feel it.
Go see my wife and children now.
And how do you feel?
I feel relieved, unburdened.
Full of angst?
A little bit. I have no idea what life I've left behind.
Sounds like he's back to normal.
You're cured.
Oh, God.
Expect my bill.
Oh, God.
You know, if you want to buy an under rat, I can take those feelings away.
No.
Oh, wow. He literally just threw himself down a hole.
It was strange.
It is strange. I guess he won't see his kids for a while.
I guess not.
Now I feel as though all of my insecurities, all of my ambitions, they have gone. I am free.
And do you have new ambitions?
Yes. Yes. To travel the galaxy. To go various resorts, place to place, spend money, have a good time.
If I didn't know better, I'd say that's the Underrat speaking.
That's what the Underrat would like you to think.
And?
It is what the Underrat is thinking. Exactly.
So, what's next for me, Dr. Mabizma?
Well, Ricardo, you're going to have to take over the practice.
Oh, me?
You're going to hang out your shingle, Ricardo Montalban McIvory.
McCalvery.
McCalvery. I could never pronounce your name properly.
I could never pronounce your name properly, Dr. Mabizma.
It's true. It's true.
Well, I have done my research, and I have done my studying of you and your practices.
You've learned well.
And I just became a doctor today, so I guess I'm ready.
Are you ready to take the hypothetical oath?
The hypothetical oath?
Yes.
Yes.
To always practice with the utmost integrity.
Should I be repeating you?
It's okay. It's hypothetical.
Okay.
Paradise Syndrome, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Ricardo Montalban McCavalry and the Alley Dweller, Lee Smart as Dr. Morbismo, and Nug Nargang as David the Patient. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green, or a Carstairs Labs t-shirt at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirts of the doomed future are available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is part of the E1 Podcast Network. Check out all the other podcasts on the network, such as Sick Boy, Our Fake History, and Nobody Cares with Ann T. Donahue. Check them all out at entertainmentonepodcast.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.